Hello, my name is Joel Stidley. I'm with the Partner Hosting and Cloud Services team in the United States, and I'm here to give you an overview of the Operational Readiness Kit. This is a kit designed to help you be able to evaluate and perform proof of concepts on Microsoft technologies for service providers. You will receive this kit through one of your contacts at Microsoft. We suggest following this process when using the Operational Readiness Kit. Review all the documentation that's provided. There's a couple files on that USB stick. We'll talk through the whole process and help you make informed decisions on how you want to move forward. Generally, though, you need a Windows Server 2012 R2 server with Hyper-V already enabled. You need to create at least one Hyper-V virtual switch. Then we suggest that you take that USB stick and that you copy all of the contents over to a local drive on your Hyper-V server. Once you have your Hyper-V server ready, your media copied locally, you can then run the Operational Readiness Kit to create a new deployment. You'll be able to export that configuration and then execute the deployment, and then complete or walk through checklist tasks provided for that deployment. Well, let's get started. This is a Hyper-V server with a virtual switch created. I have already copied over all of my information to this local drive, and I'm able to get started. So I'm going to run the Operational Readiness Kit. It will come up and prompt me to accept the end user license agreement. And then I'll be provided some additional information. We could use the arrows on this welcome screen to be able to page through additional information to help us get started. There'll be step-by-step instructions on how to create a configuration, what to do after the configuration, and help us along the way. I'm going to create a new deployment by clicking New. This is where I need to give the parameters for my new configuration. I'm going to create a new deployment and call it Cloud Demo 1. I'm going to save my information in my documents folder. I'm able to give a description of my configuration in the description field. This is going to help me later on when I pull this configuration up to determine where and what this configuration was for. Maybe it was for a smaller deployment, or maybe it was for a certain type of lab. Maybe I was using different hardware configuration, but I could put that information here in the description. Then I need to provide my registered user and organization information. This is going to be used as the install information for all of the products that are installed. When we click Next, we're provided with a list of deployment templates to select from. We can overview what is in each of these by clicking on them and viewing the information in the middle of the screen. If we want additional information about these templates, we can click the Details button. And this will provide us detailed information on what kind of VMs are deployed, how much resources are used, and what software is going to be used to do the installation. Once we decided on which deployment template we're going to use, we click Next. And now we're asked to input information about this configuration so that it's custom for your environment. We're going to input the information for our domain. And then we are going to type in the default password information that will be used for administrator. And now we're going to, after we've clicked Next, be asked information around network installation. So we need to give it a starting IP address. And this is going to be a first in a contiguous range that's going to be assigned to each of the virtual machines that's deployed. The first two machines in a highly available environment are domain controllers. So immediately, the wizard is going to fill in the DNS information for us as being the first two IP addresses in our network. In non-highly available environments, only one IP address will be filled out automatically for DNS. If we need to assign a VLAN ID to our virtual machines, we would type this in here. And then we need to type in the virtual switch name for a Hyper-V server. So whatever you named it when you set up your Hyper-V server, you need to type that exact name in here. We click Next. We're then asked to customize where our virtual machines will exist on this Hyper-V server, and if we want to separate the VHDs, we could do that as well. Either way, we have to provide both paths. We're given the option to copy or use differencing disks. If we use differencing disks, we're going to use less storage space initially because we're going to use one base disk as for our operating system, and then use differentials or differencing drives for all of the other ones. This is only really useful in lab environments, but it can save a significant amount of space. Then select the time zone you want each of your virtual machines to exist in, and then use the installation source path. This is where you copied your information off of your operational readiness kit USB drive. By default, it will auto-populate the folder in which you ran ORK from. We click Next. We're asked to customize and provide a default service account password. So all of the service accounts that are being created as part of this process will use this password by default. At the end, we're asked to review the information that we've inserted into this wizard. And once we've completed, we can click Finish. We'll be then given a screen, which will give an overview of what we've put through our wizard. We're able to click on individual virtual machines and even mouse over them to get additional information about what's been configured. You notice all of these have default names already assigned. We did this to make it easy to get up and running. However, if you want to create different names or assign different names to these virtual machines, you can absolutely do so by clicking on them, going over to the details, and configuring them. And you can change these to whatever naming convention works for your environment. You could also change things such as virtual machine settings for hardware, such as the memory settings and CPU settings, and make many other changes within this view. We caution you to change as few things as you need in order to get your proof of concept configured to minimize any changes that could cause the deployment to not work. Once we're happy with this configuration, we should save it and then export our configuration. We'll be presented with our license agreement for all of the evaluation software that will be used for this deployment. Then we're going to choose a location for this export. I'm just going to export it directly into my installer folder. I've accepted the license agreement. I get a window telling me exactly where the configuration has been exported to. And now I can go over and view all of the configuration files that have been customized for my particular configuration. We see there's a number of scripts and other files. If we're lost, we could use the README file that was created for us to help us know what next step we need to take. The next step, though, is to run an administrative PowerShell console and then change to our directory and then simply run the deploy script. This deploy script will make sure everything is configured correctly and then begin creating our virtual machines and setting it up to install all of our applications. This process can take a number of minutes to complete. While we're waiting for this to complete, let's switch back to the operational readiness kit and able to look at a few other features that may be beneficial to you. Depending on the configuration you've chosen, will cause a different checklist to be created. The checklist is designed to help you get in, understand, and use the products that you just deployed in a meaningful way, to be able to experience some of the basic and mainstream features that you may use in your production environment. We also have a number of links to outside training to help you even further your understanding of these products. By going into the checklist, we have a number of steps or tasks that we're able to go through. At first, we'll ask you to sign up for two free accounts to be able to access at least two different sites to get this training. At any time, you can click on these links, but every last task item also has an online resource for you to be able to dig in and understand more and read more online. When you're done with a task, simply click Next and go to the next task. Please read carefully and then follow the instructions. There's many step-by-step instructions that'll help you get to the answer and get the task done quickly. We have links to our outside training, as well as recommended links to other training that you could take to better understand these products. You're able to follow and complete all of these steps and these tasks all the way down to the end. Make sure, when prompted, to fill out the surveys that are available on Cloud Channel Network so that we could get feedback on how the process is working and where you are at in your project. We may also ask you to export your checklist. This will help us better understand where you're at in your checklist steps and how we can help provide you with more assistance in completing those tasks, or to be able to go over with you some of the things that you've done. If we switch back to the configuration scripts or the deploy script, we see that the deployment is still running. Depending on your configuration that you've chosen and the hardware that you have in place, this could take anywhere from 30 minutes to a number of hours to complete. So be patient as that process continues. And once it is, you'll notice that the virtual machines are created and the process will be done in a much shorter time than doing this manually. If you run into any problems, be sure to check out the resources within the checklist to locate an answer to any issue that you came up with, including the documentation that was provided on the USB. Thank you for taking a look at the Operational Readiness Kit for Service Providers, and we hope that you find value in this and better understand the Microsoft products after using it.